Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
What's going on, guys? All right. Someone posted on the last message discussing this reptilians, and it's like, you know, we win. And, you know, like, you know, I responded saying, this is not a game. This is reality. All right? These frequencies that are coming down on the planet is not a game. No. You know, those who are literally sitting on high are working with those who are here also, make sure everything is in regulation of under the laws of frequency and the laws of balance or whatever. They're making sure that certain frequencies are being emitted into the atmosphere because, like we said, we have time travel. All right, we travel into the energy on the waves of energy ahead of us, where we see or saw what was going on in what you call the future, okay? So what we are doing, what we have done is, you know, it's like, okay, it's time to bring this game to an end. And just to let you know, it is a game. I mean, this thing that they created is literally a game. I mean, it's just one big fucking game. All right. All your different positions and job positions, and, you know, role playing or whatever. You know, this is all part of the game. You know, even at my job, you know, they want us to wear these orange vests, you know, costumes. You know, these are your police officers are, you know, game players. They wear costumes. Your judges wear costumes. Your doctors wear costumes. All right, it's FBI agents and your preachers in the pulpit. You know, they all wear costumes. That's what they wear. You know, and it's all a part of the game. It's a role playing game. Oh, you can be anything. You can be. Yeah, that's why they say in the sense, well, you can be whatever you want to be. You got some of these work beings who have talking about what's it called? They could be animals. Or you can be whatever gender you want to be. You know, it's a game. And it's like they're having fun playing this game that they couldn't play in the original planet where they were because the beings were so highly, and they were so highly conscious. Let's just say, I'll put it in a simpler term. They were so highly conscious that, you know, it's like, you know what, you got to get the fuck up out of here. And so many of our brothers and sisters have fallen under this curse or virus program called the game. You know, remember we talked about the game before? That same game that the brothers and sisters are playing out there, talking about selling dope and rapping and all that. You know, what do rappers do? They put on costumes. You know, you get out there, you put on costumes and you put on a show. It's a game. It's role playing. All right, there's nothing real about it. So this is what they're doing. You know, you gotta understand that everything that they do is a game, and they want us to be a part of their role playing. You know, so we are bringing an end to this game. All right, there was a very powerful frequency that's getting ready to come upon the planet that's going to pair up with the Omicron frequency. It's going to pair up with Omicron, and it's going to enhance the Omicron frequency in about 2 or 3 days. 3 days at the max. You know, 3 days, the energy would completely just go crazy. as it is at this present moment, but it's going to be even higher. And there are other frequencies that are going to join with Omicron around coming towards the end of this calendar month, going into the new calendar year, all right? Because they know that this game is over. This is just some old gameplay, all right? Everything that they have been put out there is a fucking change. And the original beings have been taken out of their positions. You know, even their scientists, their so-called scientists, all part of the game is role-playing. You know, we're going to act like we know what we're doing. And, you know, they get on the show and they're on their TV shows and they tell you, well, you know, we really don't know this or we really don't know this. And we're speculating and we're just guessing that this may be this and this may be that. You know, well, you know, we're trying to figure out, we're still trying to figure out this. And it's all part of the game to make, you know, the individuals, the original individuals of this world think that these beings actually know what they're doing. You know, creating all kind of chemical-based viruses to infiltrate the mainframes of our systems so that we won't operate on a full potential basis. All right? So, yes, and this is why it's important for the brothers and sisters now to get back into physics and science and mathematics and technology, you know, where we belong. Because what we did was real. You know, we did everything that we did was real. There was nothing that was fake about what we did. You know, when we created those machines that linked into our bodies, and that we could literally go across the ocean surface without touching the waters one time. We could sail across the ocean surfaces. Not one time did we touch the water. We literally traveled across the land and never did our machines touch the ground. We were the only beings that actually touched the ground. The machines didn't touch the ground. You know, this is real. You know, we went into, you know, digging up holes and finding the blood of a planet and saying, oh yeah, we got these many barrels of oil, knowing that this is blood. It seems and they played, they created this game to throw us off. So, you know, the game and the role playing, you know, oh yeah, I'm CEO of this company. I don't care what they're doing. This is whatever they're doing. You know, I'm all about making my money. It's role playing. So therefore, the original beings lose compassion, lose focus, lose the rage and fire within them to protect their home, which is their planet. All right? Because they've joined in this role-playing game. And this is what we're doing. We're destroying the game. We're destroying this whole game. So many brothers and sisters have killed each other over this piece of cloth with the faces of their ancestors, slave masters on them. All right? Because that money is nothing but cloth. It's cotton and linen woven together. It's cloth. But it's all a part of the game. You know? And these beings want us to put on costumes every day and come to their fake businesses, work with their fake source of energy called money, because they want us to pass this energy around. This is their only source of power. This little piece of cloth, that one-dimensional piece of cloth, and that's all it is one-dimensional. All right? It's not even third dimensional. It's one-dimensional. This entire game that they play is one-dimensional. There's nothing real about it. All right? So it's something for us to really, you know, think about, brothers and sisters. It's something for us to really focus on the end of this game. All right? Because the end of this game is going to bring the beginning of life where the brothers and sisters will literally have to look at things in the realm of reality and no longer see things in this game world. because that's all they wanted to do is be in this game world. They wanted to be in this, play this game with them. In the educational system, you got the teachers up there. They put on costumes. In the prison, you have the wardens and you have the guards. What do? They put on costumes. And they're brothers and sisters who, you know, didn't understand that, hey, you know, a game. And they took this shit as serious. You know, you got these brothers and sisters out here beating the hell out of each other, beating the fuck out of each other for what? A game. You see all these sisters putting on wigs and fighting each other over all these clothes and all that. They're fighting over costumes. That's all they're fighting over is costumes. It's part of the game. So you destroy the game. Like we say, you know, it's all the same motherfucking virus game. It's no different. Just like I was thinking about that young brother. You know, what was his name? Young Dolph. You know, I mentioned Young Dolph, and I was mentioning, talked about the game, how, you know, he played the game or whatever. Yeah, it's no different, but it's the same fucking game. It's just no different. It's a diabolical, parasitic organism that is designed to infiltrate the psyche. And you're talking about the psyche, you're talking about some very powerful programs that are within us. It's designed to infiltrate the psyche of the original beings so that we can be offset or set off the track of reality. When you're dealing with reality, you're dealing with energy. You're not dealing with time. This whole time channel is a game. The calendar is a game. What is a calendar? The calendar is a costume. All right? The calendar is a costume designed to make you think that they're actually months. Just like, you know, even police officers, judges, and the lawyers and all that, they dress up in these costumes. And they get this money, and they pay a lot of money for these costumes, so that they can look, so they can look impressive. You know, why you put on a costume? So you can impress someone. All right, that's why you put on a costume, so you can look like you have arrived, or you have done something beautiful and wonderful. You know, that's why you put on costumes. And the costumes are all a part of the game. The game is all to this virus program. The old man brothers and sisters have fallen victim to. Alright? So, you know, I just pass this on to you brothers and sisters. You guys really, really understand what is being said here and where we are coming from, because the game is a dangerous virus that, you know, literally makes brothers and sisters think that they are actually doing something. You know, it's a virus. It's a virus program. And it's extremely dangerous. Right? It's extremely, extremely dangerous. And you know, we've got to get out of the mindset of, you know, I can't wait for this, and I'll wait for this. Let me tell you something. Lucatine and Rick are here. Lucatina and Red Latina are here at this present moment. Lucatina and Red Latina is here. I'll post a video of this evidence in the information box. But we came to an end. And it literally has to end. It has to come to a complete end. Because, you know, we can't continue to be in the realm of being the realm of role playing. So that's what they want us. They want us to be in the realm of role playing. You know, we all playing this role. You know, and we all put on costumes. You know, we all join in, and everybody gets some money, so that we can all pass this money around. Like I said, that's their form. That's their strategy. All this money is their source of energy. They want us to think that we have all these pieces of cloth in our pocket. That's all you have is cloth. They want us to think that we have all this cloth in our pockets, that we're something big and bad, and we're something this, or we're something bad, and I can do this, and, you know, it's part of the game, all right? So, yeah, we got to free our brothers from this prison system. We got to free ourselves from this open prison system. We got brothers and sisters in a closed prison system. Then you got this open prison system that they created. So what are we doing? We're raising the prison system, raising the vibration of brothers and sisters. You continue to look into these energies. You continue to go within you. Continue to build upon this rock. That rock is that energy within you. Continue to build upon it, and you will see the end of this fucking game. And it's happening fast. And we're bringing this shit in real fucking time. The real fucking time is energy. The original energy that's on the planet, all right? So, yeah, it's time to bring all this thing to all this stuff to an end, brothers and sisters. We're tired. We've been through too much as the original beings. And we can't continue to go through all this garbage. We can't continue to keep joining in this role play. You know, that's all it is, role play. It's a game. All right? It's frequency. Now, one thing that's not a game, you know, we talked about reparations. You know, they give each other reparations or whatever. That's a part of their game. I remember a while back when they came here and attacked us and fought against us to get this land that we have, you know, that was real. Alright? That was real. Alright? All of that was real. They came to fight against us for real. They came to put us down for real. That's why we as original beings are not getting any of their money that they call as far as reparations. And you got to understand, reparations are repair rations. That's all it is. Reparations are repair rations. Rations to bring repair to damage. All right? They don't have enough money because their money system is done anyway, but they don't have enough money to repair, or they don't have enough rations to give us to repair all the damage they've done over these 400 calendar years, which would be some 80 or 90 energy cycles. Okay? So their game of rations to repair damage is literally done. All right? Literally done. So we gotta, you know, understand, brothers and sisters, that, you know, this is end game. When we say end game, we're talking about bringing this thing to a close, bringing this thing to a complete close, saying, you know what, no more. And that's why the elders in the Supreme Cosmic Council, that's why the elders were like, nope, we don't want to hear nothing. You gotta stay. You know, the Supreme Cosmic Council told him, nope, we don't want anything you got to say. And I actually intervened in there and I said, yeah, exactly. You know, we're done. We're not playing your games anymore. And this motherfucker was just standing there. He was just looking so, you know, all before he thought he could go there and make negotiations and we'll do this and we'll do that. We'll do this and we'll do that. You know, and every time, you know, they would start doing a little bit of what they proposed to do, and then they would just back off. And we watched it so many times. You say, you know what? We're tired of this shit. So yeah, the game is over, and we're not playing their bullshit ass game anymore. All right. So this is what's going on right now, brothers and sisters. You know, I just want to pass that on to you. Yes, it's over. It's all fucking over. But everything that they're doing, even here in the school system, got our brothers and sisters believing that these grades are real. These grades are not real. To tell me that my child is not good at mathematics, which means that, you know, there's something else that the child is good at. You know? So you can't say, well, we're going to grade your child according to this or that. Because your game says that they want, that it wants the original beings to be mentally infiltrated with this with y'all educational program. That's what the game says. All right? And what we're saying is that no, you know, this thing is absolutely completely over. All right? That's what we're saying. It's over. It's done. All right? We're not looking at any of this anymore. We're not dealing with it anymore. You know? So game's over. Now reality is gonna say that. We gotta bring reality. In the meantime, your brothers and sisters, you know, if you wanna continue the role playing, just continue the role playing. Use this fake ass money, what do we say? To buy real resources. To create real intelligence, to create real technology. That's what it's all about. All right? Coming into the realm of reality, where you're putting things together and you seeing how, oh, I can take this, just like I showed you guys the little sand thing. You know, I got that off someone else on YouTube, though. But I showed you guys the little sand battery thing, how you take real resources and create real energy. You take this fake ass money that they want to dish out and create and build and create real technology. You know what I'm saying? So something for you all to think about. All right, game is over. The game is literally over, and there's no more hope for it. And we're never bringing it back. We're never allowing it to come back ever again. You know, we're not allowing this game to come back ever again. You know, we're going to bring this whole show to a fucking close. All right, brothers and sisters, I pass this on to you. Hope you understand everything that's been said. You know the deal. I'll power to the motorcycle, so let's say that means that cash will be forever and ever. Let's power to you all.
Take the time to look behind and say, look where I came, look how far I done came. They say that dreams come true, and when they do that, there's a beautiful thing.
Want to be happy. love J. Cole, you guys. Love J. Cole, him and Kendrick Lamar, which Kendrick Lamar and I share the same birthday, June 17th, at Gemini Energy. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another Spiritual Soul Sunday. We have Motivational Classroom on Saturdays. We got Spiritual Soul Sunday on here Sunday at Enhancing Awareness Radio. Both are classroom, you guys. You know what I mean? But I kind of wanted to put a little spice on it because on Spiritual Soul Sunday, I wanted to kind of make it more intimate. And, you know, we kind of invite people in to talk more. And you see me in internal breaking shit down more. you know, versus a lot on Saturdays, we have a lot of more classrooms. So I wanted to kind of – I introduced to you guys last month Marvin Jones, right? And Marvin, he is a great spiritual teacher out here. I don't like to go by titles or even put anybody in a category or title, but him and Brother Wisdom are two of my – and Bobby Hemmett, you know what I'm saying, and Brother Panic, you know, but those are – but as to the newer kind of wave, you know, Brother Wisdom – and Marvin, you know, which I knew about Marvin years ago, but I didn't really catch on because I wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? But now that I'm more, because I had to balance myself. And I'm telling you this because anybody that is growing out here in this spiritual cult that we call a community, right? But in this spiritual, in the swing of things, if you will, when you are growing to your next level, you guys, it's very important to really pay attention to who you are ingesting, who are you ingesting, and who you are allowing into your spaces, because not everybody got good intentions, and not everybody really, really care or give a fuck. And Brother Wisdom and Marvin Jones does. You know what I'm saying? I am a good reader of energy. I appreciate these brothers so much and what they do, the time that they give, you know, to the community, guys. So gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Blake Parker, thank you for, you know, reinserting Marvin into my frequency. Stop. Into my frequency because I was ready. Brother, he sent me stuff all the time, you know, so I could tune in and, you know, brother was right. So this particular one, guys, Cosmic Misery, and then he goes, let's discuss the effects of the great worsening of our morale. If you want to cash up him, you can cash up him at $ MCJ Network. His YouTube is VMELANHI Order. All right? And all of this is going to be in our show notes, you guys. So look in the show notes. You'll see his cash up. All right, girl, I have two black hats, and every time I do these podcasts, guys, they always, what my girl does, she always surrounds me. My boy, he was here a minute ago, but now she's here. But anyway, guys, they always surround me when I do this. So we're going to go ahead and hop right into this, guys. I see I have a caller. I'm not sure who this caller is, area code 201. After we do the podcast, I will definitely bring you in if you want to talk. Or if you want to speak and, you know, chime in and let us know. So this lecture is going to be an hour and 31 minutes. Let's just say 132. I did a podcast yesterday on the algorithm of 23. The algorithm and frequency of 23 is powerful. And then I see a lot of you guys. I don't know if you or Brother Wisdom, a lot of y'all videos end at 32 minutes. And a lot of y'all videos, Marvin, with you, a lot of your videos end in 132. You know what I'm saying? So that 32, that 23, that 2332 energy, guys, is heavy. All right, so gratitude to all, and we'll be back to discuss.
What's up, everybody? Y'all come on in. What's up, John D? Yeah, it was that book to be as you trying to grow in. Oh, I cut this shit off. I ain't gonna lie to you. First chance I get. Up, Brandon. Y'all set up some Fleming. I don't have Siri capabilities. Yeah. up, Michelle?
Let me cut the volume. God, man. You guys can't hear. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I'm trying to fast forward a little bit.
What's up, Brandon? Y'all share this one for me? I don't have share capabilities right now. What's up, Michelle? What's up, Kettle? What's up, John? What's up, Rosa? Come on in. What's up, Porsche? I just started, Porsche. I hadn't even started it, technically. What's up, Rashida? What's up, Chris? What's up, Daniel? All right, we'll give another minute, y'all. We're gonna get started. Don't get started. Receive reports of jet chase UFOs in my neck of the woods. Can I confirm? Nah, they keep it cloudy. It's been raining for the last 2 or 3 days, man. So hard to say, Rashida. Y'all share this for me? Group share. Get it out there. This one universal for everybody. What's up, Matt, bro? Y'all gonna get it out there for me. We're going to get started. So, let's raise the frequency. Let's get us on. Thank you.
I'm a die king.
That song.
Okay, I like that.
DMX's Apprentice.
Yeah. His rising star.
Rough Riders from back in the day. So that was my song, I'm a die king. So let's get it. Let's get into the science here. Cosmic misery. What are we talking about here? Let's get into it. What is this misery I'm talking about? This form of low morale and borderline depression that all the starseeds seem to be experiencing. Well, cosmic misery is the slump that all starseeds are feeling right now due to watching everyone get this vaccine, everyone turn cold. It feels like everybody betraying you. Yeah, we're going to talk about these feelings today. What's up, Miss Pat? Also, what is the great worsening? It is the moment-to-moment degeneration of society as this whole matrix continues to fall apart. That's what the great worsening is. So, yeah. So now we understand what's really going on here with this great worsening. You're gonna continue to see society degenerate all over. You see what I'm saying? They got to be broken down, destroyed, restructured, recalibrated. Way with a lot of things for this particular society. So, let's get it. As you well know, morale is at an all-time low. Facebook and many other social media sites have been purged. All these conscious channels that y'all once knew and loved, gone. Thousands of them. Between YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, our Twitter, all the big platforms. There's been a great purge going on. I talked to y'all about the last great purge. Well, they preemptive striking now by destroying as many conscious sites as they can. No matter what group you're dealing with, if you spread some level of consciousness, they all see an eye on your account right now because you are spreading too much intel right now, and it's game time. They're doing it because they know it's game time. These last 3 to 4 years, they're going to be in power. And they don't want nobody to know what's going on. They want everybody in a state of ignorance. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue to shut this shit down. That's why y'all notice Facebook is dead. YouTube is dead. Instagram is dead. Twitter is dead. TikTok, I think the only thing still kicking, but TikTok is exactly what it sounds like. It's TikTok. It represents a time limit. Last of the cycle. Because when you said TikTok in the hood, that means you're on a time limit. You got a deadline to meet. So that's what that energy is then when you seeing it. But like my homeboy said, it's just Vine regenerated, you know, recreated. Look, Keanu. So yeah, so this is what you got going on here. So you seeing the death a lot in the generation and great worsening a lot of society. And the starseeds who were cosmic reporters and journalists and every other type of starseed who was teaching out here at the time. They talked in their accounts and shut them down. I mean, they wiped out thousands of accounts. Like I told you they come to QAnon accounts first. I told you that early on in the year, nobody believed me. Now half of them motherfuckers is gone. Actually, most of them motherfuckers is gone, believe it or not. They during the QAnon era, they wiped out all the Black Consciousness accounts. Black Consciousness accounts. And then they got deals. They got their karma debt received and them getting their shit wiped out. That's what you get for aiding the enemy. Any form of consciousness that's going on right now, any account, any people that was teaching should be honored and respected because they don't have to teach you shit. They got deals. You see what I'm saying? They got deals. They don't have to teach you anything. They just let you suffer down here. You know, and you be in a state of confusion if it weren't for them, because you would never know what's going on. You feel like something going on, but you would never actually know what's going on. So this is what you got going on here. This is what you got happening around here as far as morale being at an all-time low. And you can tell it's a real calm before the storm. Ever since Biden got in office, you can feel that shift in the force, that change. You see what I'm saying? So let's continue here. The reason why morale is so low is because we are in the middle of a cosmic war, and you see your loved ones go behind your back. And trust this government, this archonic government, these archonic governments, to get their corrupt kill shots. You see what I'm saying? They're corrupt kill shots. You see what I'm saying? Like instead of listening to us, they listen to them. And now they're ticking time bombs. You see what I'm saying? They're ticking time bombs. This is what you got going on. So, yeah, what's up, Annabelle? They're ticking time bombs. This is what she's feeling. This is what she's feeling. They need to be discussed. It's a state of the cosmos address here. You know, like the president do a State of the Union address what's written, what the fuck is really going on around here. This is a State of the Cosmos address to address what's really going on around here. In the eyes of the cosmos and star families and ancestors and everybody, star people. So, Bill, yeah. So, we fight a war, and even putting over their bullshit sometimes when they get possessed by these Agent Smiths, these archons, from time to time. So we in the middle of a fucking war, and during the middle of this war, have your people, think about this, we're in the middle of a war, we fighting the enemy, and have your people, the enemy offer them something that they know is fucked up because the enemy gave them a problem, and then the enemy came back and gave them a solution. And so your people, thinking they're getting their ass whooped about a problem which they invested in, goes and gets the solution, which is also corrupt, which is way more.
Oh, I apologize, you guys. I apologize because it just cut out. Like, wow. Okay.
More corrupt than the problem.
Go. We know how they do, you guys.
They go behind your back.
You roll with it.
They get the solution, these kill shots. And now, they are now true and living enemies. You see what I'm saying? True and living enemies. Because they enemies of the cosmos at this point, enemy of the state, the enemy of the cosmic estate at this point. Because, what's up, Empire? Because they have chosen to betray us to get this fucking shot, this kill shot. Now, interestingly enough,
We've been talking about the kids, Zach, for about a year now. So it ain't like they didn't know. It ain't like we didn't warn them. We've been warning the motherfuckers about that shit for like 2 years now. So the information's been out there. So let's not say they didn't know. But you think the masses don't listen to you, but the masses listen to you. But like always, the masses refuse and deny you and always do what the government tells them to do. Even though they know the government don't have their best interests at heart. This is what you feel. But look, pal, this is what you feel. This is where Lomo Rand is coming from. This is where Lomo Rand is, where sadness, the depression, the anxiety is coming from. You fight the war for yourself and your peoples, and have the team go to the enemy side and receive shit from them. They shouldn't be getting inject them with their shit, and now they fucked up. Because they got programs inside of them, corrupt programs, nanites, inside of them that can get them fucked up, and by extension get you fucked up. See what I'm saying? What's up, phone? So, yeah. This is what the star seeds are feeling right now. Cosmic misery. Because it's like, we did all that work to warn them, and it fell on deaf ears. We did all that work to warn them, pleaded with them, even begged them to not get this kill shot. And the motherfuckers did not listen. Majority of these motherfuckers did not listen. These have been watching this for months now, and every day they hear more and more of their families and friends taking the kill shot. You see what I'm saying? The kill shot. What's up, Fushi? What's up, Orioka? So, yeah. So, most of your families and friends, at this point, is compromised, you know, around you. Most of your family and friends is compromised. My whole family, except for my little brother that took it, that I know of. Most of my family. I don't know about my cousins, but my immediate other family, they took the whole goddamn vaccine. So. What's up, me? So they took the shot, and not only did they not take one shot, these motherfuckers took two or three shots. You gotta be gone to go to to go see these motherfuckers twice to get this shot. You see what I'm saying? You got to be all the way gone. You got to be all the way insane to go get two. Not one, but two of these motherfuckers. And they said Johnson & Johnson is fucking niggas up. If y'all see the girl, I don't even know if I posted it, but I wish I had internet right now. I would show it to you on this phone. I sent it to a friend of mine. You know, it won't show up on his phone, but her eye was swollen, y'all. I'm like, why the fuck is y'all getting shots from Johnson & Johnson? Them niggas make baby powder. Them niggas don't even get baby powder right. You see what I'm saying? The niggas can't even provide you good baby powder. You gonna get shots from them? You know, they're not even a medical company. These niggas provide you with goddamn personal care products. That's not medical. That's hygiene, my niggas. Okay, Link, I posted it. All right, so y'all seen it. Oh, girl, I was swollen in the motherfucker. She said her head got bigger, face got wider. All that shit. You two family, they may give me a second strike for this. I don't even give a fuck. I'll take that second strike for this one. But y'all need to hear this. We need to talk about this. This bullshit that's going on. So yeah. Old girl, her eye was swollen. And she said it was worse than that. She said she broke out all over her body. And they said she 1 in 1 million. It ain't 1 in 1 million. It's hundreds of thousands of millions of motherfuckers who are reporting that shit. Like always, they manipulate the numbers in their favor. But it's millions of motherfuckers getting fucked up. What up, Cheryl? So, yeah. It's millions of motherfuckers getting fucked up from this kill shot. You see what I'm saying? These nanites is fucking niggas up. My homeboy said he got that shit. It was hurting him. And then, like, they're attacking the body. They're attacking the genome. You see what I'm saying? Then he said his elbows hurt. When he told me his back was hurting, I was like, it makes your back hurt? Your spine hurt? I was like, damn. And he didn't even take the Johnson shot. He took something else. He took Moderna or some shit. Was it Ariella? So, we warned niggas not to get them kids shot. You know, he was a little bit more spooked than most, because he said he actually contracted COVID. So, yeah, they contracted COVID already. Then, of course, you know, I'm ready to get kids shot. I understand. From the but these niggas, they even had COVID, right? And they ain't even had it. You see what I'm saying? Everybody don't even recognize it. So, this is what you got going on. So, yeah. Y'all know this is a worldwide event, right?
So, guys, even though this is an older lecture, you know, I thought that it was very important and paramount because a lot of the stuff that he's talking about is already past tense, you know, but it's very important and vital so that you know how the game is being played, you know what I'm saying? So just be sure that you guys are paying attention and grab your notebooks, pencil, paper, all that shit. All right, guys, I'll be back to close out and discuss. Well, I'll try me throughout, but yeah, man, this one was good, you guys. All right.
This is global extermination, global culling, the great culling that they've been talking about, the last great purge that I've been talking about. They made 9 movies on the purge. They're showing you how they're going to kill you off. They're going to kill you off through medical, biological, chemical warfare. But the test is you have to choose to take that shit. So, yeah. And, of course, how is that making Starseed feel? This is why it's making them feel. This is causing isolation and loneliness on the Starseed's part. What's worse is that the media is now launching a bully campaign to shame those who haven't gotten it. And even the Starseed's family members and friends who have gotten it, a lot of them are peer pressuring them into getting it. This is what we're dealing with. They peer pressuring you now, both through media and through familial and friend ties. You see, I say familial ties. They peer pressuring you into getting this shit, y'all. And a lot of people is following sway to peer pressure because they's like, well, if they got it, everybody saying they got it, I'm the only one got it. Now I feel alone. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't getting it shot because they know it's wrong or whatever. It's because they feel alone. You see what I'm saying? They feel left out. This is why we stressed for so many years to master being alone. Sometimes you are alone. Mm. And it may come a time where there's nothing in your motherfucking ancestors and stop them. And it looks like that time is quickly approaching. So, yeah. What's up, Daniela? It looks like that time is quickly approaching for us. So that's why you have to master being alone.
Alone.
Because it's going to come a time where you are alone. And that's why we stress so much. Do the internal work. Get in tune with them ancestors. Connect with the Orisha, the old God. You see what I'm saying? There's going to come a time where that's going to be all you have there. For a time where you ain't going to be able to depend on that. Because the only thing you're going to have to depend on is yourself, your wits, your survival skills, your spirituality, and your soulality, and your tactical mind, your resourceful mind. That's all you're going to have out here in these streets, these cosmic streets. You see what I'm saying? What's up, Rachel? So what's up, Raul? Is this all you're going to have as time goes on? Oh, yes. So you have to be prepared. This was a training ground in a sense that it was preparing you for this time. See what I'm saying? These lads, everything up to the Great Convergence, I told y'all, was training to prepare you for this time period that you're in now. There will come a time where they were going to figure out how to cull the masses and wipe them out on a mass global scale. Because it ain't just happening in America. Most folks just focusing on one country or the other. This is happening all over the world. When they said the Great Culling, they mean an interplanetary genocide of people that they put on the fucking rock in Georgia. I forget the name of the stones. Y'all can put them in the comment section if you know the name of the stones. Two-thirds of the planet must go. It's 10 billion people on the planet. Two-thirds of 10 billion people, it's about 75% of the planet, y'all. So it's about 7.5 billion people that they feel need to go. So this is what you got going on here. This is what you got going on. You know, so for these 66, it's anywhere from 66 billion to 75 billion, you know, two-thirds, I think it's about 66 billion. About 6.6 billion, my fault. So what's up, Kali Ma? So this is what you got going on here. This is what you see. Now we feel like they dying in vain. But at the same time, it's a conflict inside of you. On one end, you know they dying in vain for such a stupid reason, and on the other end, you know they brought it on themselves. So you don't even know how to feel about them making this decision. You see what I'm saying? You don't even know how to feel. Worst of all, these people are bragging about getting a shot and turn their nose up at you for not getting it. So not only did they get the kill shot, they got the audacity to brag about it. Like, it was the shit to do. Like, we free now. Oh, you free, all right? You're going to be free from the body real soon for your mortal coil around here from your biotechnology.
Yeah, the nerd is just you. This not trauma bonding, y'all. This just the motherfucking truth.
You know, they feel like they got enough of the world, which is they're looking for about 6.6 billion motherfuckers to take the vaccine over the course of the next year. And once they wipe out 6.6 billion people, then they're going to bring them back to life.
Let me pause right there. Hold up.
He's creating it all the across the globe.
Hold up.
As we watch our loved ones.
I wish Eternal was here. But he talking about some mummy type shit. You know, we see in the movies and the, you know, we all think, what do we think that these people got? Oh my God, my ears, they be ringing as soon as I start talking. Anyway, the mummies from the movies, what do you think that these people got the ideas from? These are not a creative people. You know what I mean? So like these people that we see in front of us, where do you think they get all that shit from? Us. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is something we already know, but this experiment, this COVID experiment that they're doing, this by far has to be the gala of all galas, honey. Listen, my friend's mother just got murdered, okay? Let's just call it what this is. People, a lot of good people, a lot of innocent, well, I'm not going to say good people because we have done an impeccable job of, you know, wearing a mask, you know, wearing our mask in our society as the veil is thinning and as, you know, reality is starting to, you know, be at the forefront for some people. Anyway, guys, when I looked at an imagery of his mother's funeral with his mother's casket, it was something out of a dark sci-fi movie. You know what I'm saying? And I promise you guys, I had a dream right before the funeral, and it was, I don't know if it was him or I'm still putting it together, but what I'm trying to say, guys, is when Marvin just said that, it triggered something in me within that photo. to, you know, put together that there is some type of sci-fi type mummy type shit going on. And when he said die, when they gonna have people that die and then they're gonna bring them back to life, right? So that's probably what 2026. You know what I'm saying? Where they're gonna bring these very people back to life, and it's gonna be I feel that we think that reality is they're trying to ease the craziness on us with the clones. If you look, you know, there was a whole on the news, you guys, they was telling you how they are cloning people. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to ease it up on us. But, you know, I just wanted to make that point about this whole experiment that they are doing on us. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll get back to the lecture.
Fully commit genetic suicide. And actual suicide, technically. What's up, Jake? Actual suicide, technically. What's up, Mark? So, yeah, me and my homegirl, we were speaking on the phone. And she was like, Mom, I can't believe that everybody around me would have got that motherfucker.
Everybody.
And had the audacity to brag about it. I was like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It feels like you're fighting in vain, man. It feels like a pointless war. It feels like a war of attrition at this point. When you fight not only for yourself but your people, and they go and turncoat on you and betray you to get a kill shot that they enemies created. Not even their allies. They didn't even go to their allies to get remedies for the fucking product. For the problem. They went to their enemies to get it. Even though their allies was telling how to heal COVID the whole fucking time. Even goddamn Trump told them how to cure COVID. But they ain't listening to none of us. Even, they ain't even listening to Trump. Yeah, he even told them how to heal, cure that shit. But they listened to Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation. You see what I'm saying? And the Gates Foundation, who Bill Gates hasn't had our best interest at heart ever. Bill Gates a fucking criminal, been a criminal, or a cunning criminal for years. He's been stealing technology and selling them on the black market to build Microsoft. He been about that life. You see what I'm saying? He's been part of the Jesuit order, fucking shit up around here. Then they murked his ass, brought in a clone, which is way more, the clone is way more fucking sinister than the actual Bill Gates. Because the actual Bill Gates at least had a breaking point, like most people, like most natural beings. He had a breaking point. It was just a point he wasn't willing to go. So, since he had all that money, they murked his ass and replaced him with a clone. And the clone is way more sinister. Him and his wife are clones, way more sinister than he could have ever been, as the natural him could have ever been or dreamed of being. This is what you got going on. So now, because nobody heeds our warnings, nobody listened to us, 3 years, y'all, we've been talking about that shit. 3 fucking years we've been talking about the vaccine, the kill shot. 3 fucking years. I know. Well, we've been talking about it for longer than that, but we're gonna say it has mattered for the last 3 years. You know, say everything from 2018 on down, we've been warning people about it, right? So now, because nobody heeded our warning, because everybody went and did it anyway, now we are in the preliminary stages of a zombie apocalypse. Because the masses who we were fighting for besides ourselves to help awaken has committed the ultimate act of betrayal by accepting the poison of our enemies once again. It wasn't enough to accept their educational system. It wasn't enough to accept all the other bullshit, they other products, they other harmful products that they was giving us. They weren't enough to accept the GMOs and all the other social sorcery that they had going on out here in the streets. We went and accepted a vaccine, a kill shot that
the way they went and accepted a kill shot that they know was going to kill them. That's what you call culling. Lambs to the slaughter. So now they turned the world into one big, into a ticking slaughterhouse. You see what I'm saying? They about to slaughter everybody who fucking took that shit. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, so this is what you got going on. They listen to people who they should not be listening to. And these people have drove them. They have checkmated them. These archons have checkmated them. $6.6 billion. That's what they looking for. They're looking for y'all, 6.6 to 7 billion off the planet, off the planet. So now, not only do we have to worry about our enemies, we know now there will come a time that when they push that red button and kill our loved ones and resurrect them, we will now have to fight against them as well. So they made our job 10 times harder. You see what I'm saying? We will now have to fight against them as well, like they showed you in the movie Bloodshot. How many people seen Bloodshot? God damn. That's probably the baddest movie out there for this situation right now. Ooh. Watched it last night for the first time. Don't starve, you want to check it out? Look, Demi. Watched it for the first time. Shows you what they about plan to do with nanotechnology. I mean, straight up, no holds barred. Didn't hold no punches. Hold on. Let me get this set up here for y'all. Here's the one. Now, see that? Hold on. Let me try it more. There we go. There it is. Bloodshot, which is the deadliest movie that came out in a long time, is showing you what they're going to do to the people who have taken this kill shot. They're going to be able to regenerate. They're going to pretty much become super soldiers. Nanite super soldiers. We're just going to call them nanite zombies who can't think for themselves. Notice he couldn't see. You remember he said he had no self-awareness, which is the opposite of knowledge of self. He gained it. He had no free will. He was willless. In the movie.
No awareness, no will, no nothing. He was just automatons, ready to go to war for his makers, his overseers. Keep ganging. Go watch the movie Bloodshot. It's on Starz, or you go grab your local copy at Walmart and watch this shit. They're showing you what these people going to be able to do. That's what your people going to be able to do, because they got to mimic you. You're going to be the true Avengers. You see what I'm saying? You the true Justice League, you know, Legion of Doom, you know. So they got to be your soldiers that's on your motherfucking level. You see what I'm saying? That's on your level. Bloodshot is showing you that they've already accomplished this. If they put it in a movie, then they already have been doing it for about 10 or 15 years. Now, Bloodshot was based off a comic book. I bet it was. Who could download that shit straight from the Arcanic program, whoever wrote it. So, here you go, series. It came out March 2020, just before COVID struck, and they had to postpone it due to COVID. I remember that. They had to postpone it due to COVID. And they wanted to postpone, they postponed that movie because that movie would have told you what was going on, you know. But this is what's happening here. This is what's happening. This is what you are dealing with now. They are set up for, they are preparing to build a nanite army, just like Vin Diesel said in the movie. It's my army now, he said. Well, that's what the people said. But unlike Vin Diesel in the movie, it will not have a happy ending. It will have a sad ending because they will not know that they are being controlled. A part of the movie where Vin Diesel didn't remember, for 5 years he had been so-called dead, right? They brought him back to life with nanites. This is why a lot of these fishes and everything and people won't die, because they got nanites in their body, in their head, keeping them alive and resurrecting them, right? So nanites in his body resurrects him, and this nigga was doing assassinations, and I mean, for 5 years. And didn't even know he was doing it. And they would erase his memory every time he did it, alter his memories, and program a new target into those memories. And guess what? That shit never even happened in the first place. They had did that shit to that man for 5 whole years, and they never even told us how he died, how he actually died. You see what I'm saying? They never even showed you in the movie how he actually died. They only gave you an idea of how he died. And he never died that way. He just been around here murking niggas for the government. And so this is what you got going on. This is what you got going on. Now, they also will be able to control them as well using mind interface technology. Like I said, when I said they, I'm talking about the elites. I'm talking about the cabal. I'm talking about the Arcanic government. Whoever else, they will be able to control everybody who got these nanites in their bodies, and have made it to their brain and taking it over. So let me see here. Check this out. Come on now, y'all. Come on now. This is what you're dealing with. They telling you what they about to do to your people. Well, They your people right now, but they ain't about to be your people soon. So, the great escape we've been talking about is, if you living with family members, including myself, you living with your family members, they took that vaccine, it's time to fucking go. It's time to plan for your great escape. Because when they do press that button, and they wake up, and they die and wake up, you're the first nigga they looking at. You're the first nigga they looking at. So, yeah. So. Share these, put these out there with your homies and homies. I cannot stress this enough. Probably one of the most important issues I do for this time cycle, this time period. So now, bless our souls how they will take away your free will and have you doing things that you would never consciously do. Worse, this creates a karmic debt for those masses who are killing using. Now, this creates a karmic debt now for the masses who they may be dead, but their bodies are still committing genocidal acts. So they still receive a karmic debt. So if they did learn something and they took the shot, it don't fucking matter. It canceled out. Because their biotechnology, a.k.a. human body, their human vessel, is still being used to kill motherfuckers. So even when you die, whatever they do with your body, you still will pay the cost for all that they do. All that they do with your unit without you around. So even if you die, whatever they do with your body, because why would you receive the karmic debt for that? Why would you receive the karmic debt for that? You will receive the karmic debt for that because you willfully took a poison that you knew you shouldn't have took. You should know better than take anything from the government. Anything that the government gives you for free now, nothing from the government is fucking free. Then you asking for suicide. You asking for suicide. Nothing from the motherfucking government is free. We should know this by now. But like I said, Vin Diesel found out he had been doing the government's bidding for 5 years, losing everything he ever knew and loved. So he lost everything, y'all. This nigga died, and the U.S. Army donated his body to his researchers. Because he was on the contract with them. Oh, yes, it gets deep. Oh, yes. And motherfuckers, you know, I did that Resident Evil lecture some time ago. Motherfuckers thought I was crazy. Like you said, Rashida, it's in the Bible. There's over 100 Bible verses referencing zombies and the dead, the undead. There's over 100 Bible verses referencing the undead. The resurrection of the dead, the whatever. The dead coming back to life. There's over 100 Bible verses referencing this shit. Come on, man. So this nigga came back, they brought this nigga back to life within their nights. And he did that bidding without them knowing it for 5 fucking years. Wife had moved on. He thought he was dead. He came mad at him. Thought nigga was dead. Nigga never came home, never showed up again. So 5 years later. Around here, murky niggas, straight assassin, archonic assassin, astral assassin for these niggas, doing they bid. You see what I'm saying? And then they had the black guy in the movie perfect the shit. How about that? You know, in the movie, he had to be recharged. But the black guy in the movie figured out a way to keep him alive without having to be recharged. So he perfected the nanite zombies. Yeah, and that's why they showed you the Tyler Perry and Old Girl TV show. There, you know, it was the black man, the black woman, the black scientists, those Boule scientists, cabal scientists who were the ones who perfected the vaccine. Yes. They the ones who perfected. They the ones figured out how to get those nanites to never lose power. You see what I'm saying? So for them to constantly recharge themselves without having to go somewhere and recharge like a battery. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is what you got going on here, y'all. This is what you got going on. Oh, there's a lot of stars. Another thing, a lot of stars. That night, if there are species that's been programmed to affect anything that does not have the nanites in their bloodstream. So, that's why a lot of y'all been getting sick from these motherfuckers. You been taking these vaccines. Fucking nanites, y'all. It's full of nanites. The room is full of fucking like this. In the room, coming in the room with that shit. This shit is crazy. I got a headache from the nanites in her room. No, don't want to go in that motherfucker no more. It was pure nanotechnology in the room. And it was programmed to attack. It programmed to attack anybody who is not like them. Meaning, if you ain't got, they don't feel, if they don't see nanites in you, they gonna attack you. Keep gang. You know what I'm saying? Keep gang. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, this is why y'all get sick. The nanites in their RC, and they've been programmed by the cabal, the elites, the government, dark kind of governments of the world, to attack anyone who has not taken the vaccine. So what up, D? What up, Donna? So this is what you got going on. This is what you got going on. So. That there, that program there, is a foreshadowing of events to come. Think about it. If they could do that while they're living, think about what they could do when they decide to kill off all these people and bring them back to life. Just that little bit there should let you know that these niggas is lethal weapons now. So, yeah. I know I was even getting sick from that shit. I had to get back on my elixir and everything to help regenerate my body. Y'all gonna have to keep the elixirs in your body. Now we gotta get it in a second. So how do you defeat these nanites and zombified people? They will be programmed to attack you in the future. The secret here lies in all sci-fi movies like that were for us now. Now you got something that ain't for us. Like The Matrix, Bloodshot, Star Wars, all those movies are technically for us. You know what I'm saying? Mass Effect, even a few video games like Mass Effect. They have shown only one way to defeat these nanites, these technologies. And the answer is a EMP, electromagnetic pulse. P-Gang. P-Fucking-Gang. An electromagnetic pulse is the only thing that will stop the nanites. The good news is you have the electromagnetic pulse that emits from you all the time. That's the good news. The problem is they have used their food, they obtained the foods, and the technologies and everything around you to weaken that electromagnetic RF field around you to such a degree to where you can be affected by these nanites. So how do we resolve this? How do we get our shit back up to par to where it no longer hurts us? Check this out. That means for us, in reality, that our electromagnetic fields have to be so strong that the nanites automatically get destroyed and nullified
the moment they attempt to enter our army, secret to defeat this shit. Your electromagnetic field, your electromagnetic arsenal has to be so fucking strong that that when they attempt, these nanites attempt to jump up to your arsenal field and make you sick and shit or latch onto your arsenal field, that your electricity, your bioelectricity and biomagnetism Friday ass, the moment they attempt to jump on you into your arsenal field. So, how do you get your arsenal field back right? Good question. I got a few occult technologies and a few occult remedies, you know, elixirs and everything to get y'all to take to get your electromagnetic field back right. So here we go. These are a few methods and technologies I want to give you all and what to go get them for the low, you know, for a low cost. Occult technologies. Here we go. You can get these from Amazon.com. EIP Kessler plates that you wear around your neck. Yeah, they are these purple circular plates. They're called EIP Kessler plates. You can wear around, and you can wear them around your necks and put them on your skin, and they'll help recharge your electromagnetic field. Tachyon pendants. Y'all know anything about tachyon energy? Tachyon actually moves faster than the speed of light. So it actually moves faster than his matrix. You see what I'm saying? Than his matrix. It's actually a 23rd ray of light, to be precise. So you can also wear tachyon pendants around your neck. Also get them from Amazon. Vril generators, I was looking for them, but they stopped selling them online. I couldn't find any sellers anymore. Vril generators, I know another way of saying she generators. But look, boss ones. So yeah, Vril generators, a.k.a. chi generators. You had orgone pyramids. Also, orgone pyramids are great for purifying your atmosphere. Chicken feet. This is a hoodoo wheel. Alligator feet. Cat's eye. Also works. But you can get the but definitely get the, what I highly recommend is the EIP Tesla plate and the Tachyon pendants. They are specifically designed in the orgone pyramids. They specifically designed to generate electromagnetic energy. You see what I'm saying? Or the force. Orgone energy is nothing but the force. Nothing but chi or vril. There's no name for it. So now, what about elixirs? Things you can ingest inside you to raise your auric frequencies, your electromagnetic field. Have y'all ever heard of flower essences? Probably not. Most of y'all probably never even heard of flower essences. Well, you can go to a website called crystalherbs.com. Crystalherbs.com, and they sell these flower essences. Yes, you, most flowers have different little formulas and stuff inside them that you can extract and put in the essences. Right, they mix them up and create these little essences as well that you can take. Very powerful. I used to take them back in the day. So these are. They have a specific one called Auric Protection, which actually is designed to heal your aura so it can repel, I got to give me some as well, repel all unwanted negative energies and entities, i.e. motherfucking nanites. You see what I'm saying? Repel them. So, yes, you can repel all that with these auric essences. Get your auric feel right. You need that electromagnetic auric field online, popping and ready to go. That motherfucker need to be locked, loaded, and regulated so it can be shutting these energies down. Because as time goes on, these people are going to become more feral anyway, just naturally, from having nanites in their body, for instance, in their genome. So you're going to naturally degenerate. I know it's me and my family members. We ain't making along as much as we used to. You know, it's just been problems, and you're going to see this more and more. You see what I'm saying? So you need to get away from it anyway. But until you get away from these, some of the things you can do to protect yourself. Get your auric, they call it auric protection essence. Go to crystalherbs.com. I was trying to post them earlier to you know, like a little post up there. That shit crashed, y'all. when I was trying to post the Tesla plates and everything, that motherfucker crashed. They kicked me off Facebook when I tried to goddamn post those products, the links to those products. They kicked me off Facebook, y'all. So I couldn't even post them for y'all. I'm gonna try again, you know, just on my page. But they wouldn't let me post it onto the into the topic box up there. They kicked me out this motherfucker for that. So yeah, also you can take monatomic gold. Monatomic gold actually regenerates your etheric and energy body, which allows you to discharge more electromagnetic energy. Right? Next you can get electromagnetic frequency detoxes. Also another thing you can go on, you just Google EMF detoxes and there are websites you can go and get. None of what I'm saying is high. These RE instances only cost you like $15. $12 to $15. Right? Monatomic gold probably run you about $20 to $25. EMF detoxes probably run you about $12 to $15, depending on who you get it from. You got elderberry elixirs as well. They're pretty good. Chakra essences or chakra flower essences as well. To recharge your chakras because your chakras have a profound effect on your electromagnetic aura field. Because the aura codes are emanating from your chakras. So the healthier your chakras are, the healthier your electromagnetic aura field is as well. So there's kits as well that you can buy $40 to $50 and buy you about 20 of them at a time and get right around here, get your energy bodies right. So, yeah, which leads me to energy body flower essences that you can get off crystalherbs.com. And they over there in Europe somewhere, you know, because they should be in pounds, but it's still pretty much the same price as American dollars, which you probably got to pay a little more for shipping. That's about it. But you can get these things for low. The products are not high. The products are reasonably cheap. You know, $12, $15. Like a single product used to run you about $12 for them in pounds. Tony, what if you 15 still haven't activated your Kundalini? Don't matter. Adam, you can take these products. Also, you can do body therapy exercises or internal offices, we also call them. Reiki, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, Mo Pai, Lei Fa, just a few things that you get into. You look at a lot of videos online, just many of the exercises. Your spirit will teach you how to do it. Your intuition will teach you how to do these exercises. Oh, yes. Most sure they pause in the live. Oh, yeah, they won't try to get it, but it needs to be heard. And I said, they may kick this off YouTube, and I may be gone for another week. So don't be shocked. They attacking it on Facebook. You know you're going to attack it on YouTube. But yeah, body therapy or internal arts, like I said, Reiki, which is the healing arts, energetic healing, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, Mo Pai, Lei Fa, anything to build up your energy body at this point. To generate the energetic chi, the electromagnetic energy inside of you, and heal your arc, electromagnetic aura field outside of you. Your electromagnetic aura field is your outer soul, which complements the inner soul. So the electromagnetic divine spark inside of you. See what I'm saying? It's a three-way lane.
What
you got going on here?
What do you want?
These just a few elixirs and technologies that will level, that will heal your aura field and help repel the nanite that's attacking you.
What?
I know ain't nobody giving you solutions. And if they are giving you solutions, they can kick the motherfuckers off YouTube. Yeah, they kick me off YouTube just for goddamn. That's for telling you what it is and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's for telling you what it is. I know you're not saying to kick me off of this one. Yeah, I'm going to let you know how to deal with these nanites. Sherry, what about activated charcoal? I don't know if charcoal actually enhances your electromagnetic field. I know it does help raise your vibration and purify. It's a great purifier. You know that much. So it's useful for purification. But when you're dealing with repelling these nanites, you're going to need something stronger. You're going to need something a little bit more stronger than charcoal. You get some magnets as well. Some magnet therapy. keep you some magnets in your room and in your house. Just take some magnets, sometimes just rub it up around your body. It'll also short circuit. Just get them also. Just do your little rub down every now and again. You know, just do your whole body rub down if you can. You know, to just nullify these nanites. You see what I'm saying? Nullify these nanites. Bella, what about Shungite? I don't know. Now, all crystals have healing properties. If you go use crystals, I said go ahead and create your mojo bank so they can be all working in harmony with each other. So they can all be working in harmony with each other. Just go ahead and create your whole mojo bank for their process. That way, the crystals will be working in unison. So there'll be a giant force of healing instead of just one singular force of healing. So this is what you got going on. So this is what you deal with. This is how you fight this shit. This is how you build your counter-offensive to these energetic attacks from these nanites. These low vibrations, and those the colors were red in bloodshot. Just the word bloodshot means he's been injected with something that's in the, he took a shot, a kill shot into his blood to smoke him up. So if the color was red, it was an extra low frequency. Radio waves and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And then I kick out extra low frequencies, which is also what make you sick. The microwave frequencies that the nanites emit in such a large amount, that also makes you sick. So, y'all got to start mounting this offensive to, you know, to do this, to get these, to repair these, nullify repair these nanites and their toxic extra-low frequencies. So, yeah, inside and outside, there you go, in time. Both. That's why I'm giving you formulas for both. Both body work, body therapy, internal arts, physics, occult technologies. You're gonna need to be an alchemist, a martial artist, and a fucking engineer at this point to get this done. To raise your frequencies as high as they possibly can be, and have your art, electromagnetic art, feel as strong as it can possibly be to protect you from the attacks of these crazy motherfuckers, these goddamn nanites. So yeah. Yeah, hey, I see. Oh, my ass goes. Okay. Okay, y'all still on? Alright. My phone's on my hand. Well, we're gonna wrap it up then. Let me give y'all one more message. This here message. A message from the Intercosmic Elder Council. They first start off by saying, keep your head up, my soul brothers and sisters, as you face the upcoming challenges on our planet. Or on your planet. You have done well up to this point, but don't lose faith in yourselves, as it was you who fought off the Archons. It was you who chose to come back and finish what you started. And it will be you that will usher in the new golden age on our planet. So don't stop fighting now, as you will have everything you need to succeed with these trials and tribulations. Just don't let peer pressure allow you to fall into a state. Don't allow peer pressure, and don't allow yourself to fall into don't allow peer pressure, and don't allow yourself to fall into a state of self madness, worrying about your loved ones who have chosen to get this vaccine, to get this kill shot. They have free will. And they chose to trust the enemy over you. They are cosmic turncoats, traitors to their ancestors and star families for believing in the enemy that has always shown them that they don't have their best interests at heart. So to the star seed, whenever it gets tough down here, look within yourselves to find peace and serenity, and also to your soul family also to your soul family on the ground, which means that's incarnated with you. That also is in this cosmic war along with you. Help keep each other strong, fair, and balanced. And at the end of this yellow brick road of your soul journeys, you receive the greatest reward of all, which is cosmic transcendence. Sincerely, the Elder Titans. Yep, sincerely, the Elder Titans. Whispers, we are rooting for you. End of transmission. So there y'all go. They basically saying, keep your head up, keep fighting. Don't allow yourself to goddamn fall into too deep of depression. You're going to get sad. You know, I understand these motherfuckers that you've been fighting for all this time besides yourself have chosen to betray you. I understand it. And what's worse, they're peer pressuring you into getting some shit that you don't want to take, even though it's free will. So yeah, and it's going to get worse. You know, sit here and lie. But you got everything you need to succeed. So keep fighting. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. Just stay aware. Just keep as much awareness about yourself and the world around you as possible. Keep staying in tune with yourself. Keep meditating. Keep doing whatever you need to do to stay high vibrational. Right? To stay high vibrational. As you can see, the cosmos have your back. So you are protected in ways you don't even understand. So keep fighting. And I guarantee you, at the end of the day, it will have all been worth it.
Oh.
Listen to your intuitions.
There it is.
Listen to your ancestors.
Keep going.
Listen to your precognitions. Listen to your premonitions. Listen to everything that you have been training for up until this moment. Because now is going to be the time. Go on down the list as time goes on. So a lot of y'all are going to be frustrated about this one, but you're going to have to give up having sex with a lot of people. Yes, you will. This kill shot. You're going to have to give up having sex with them because of the energies, the extra low frequency that that's coming off these people at this point. So you're going to have to give up. You got to ask Buffalo, have you taken the vaccine? They tell you, yes, they're taking it. You can't have sex with them no more because they are compromised. And if you don't want a huge amount of that energy going inside of your heart to you willingly through sex, I advise you to not have sex. Go and find your soulmates, your twin flames, your twin souls. Now it's time to summon them to you. Those are going to be the only lovers you can have as time goes on. Then your daughter, they're going to be lying too, so you're going to have to learn to read them as well. You're going to feel it on them because they're going to make it so it's going to feel like your spirit is going to be like, no, not that's them that has taken the vaccine. You know, then they're going to make you sick. That's a sick feeling that you're going to be experiencing. Like, why are they making me sick? They're making you sick because of the man. That red energy that got them, Vin Diesel was emitting, that was extra low frequency. And it was emitting from his toroidal heart field, his heart chakra, his heart soul was contaminated with these nanites. And he was emitting this shit powerfully. And he was fucked up. Here you go.
Where's Miss Gurley, y'all? Where's Miss Girl at? I thought it was there. What have y'all done with Miss Girl? What have y'all done with my honey girl?
Cosmic estate.
Sorry, y'all.
The cosmic estate, not the arcanic estate. The cosmic estate. That's what they become traitors of. So now, what's up, Dolph? So now that they become traitors to the cosmic estate, you know, you should try your best to not fuck with them like that, right? Yeah, it's just that bad. Sorry. I apologize for you having to be down here to witness this, but it is what it is. This is where you at. This time was prophesied, and it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. So, yeah, Georgia, can I spell out the second thing? Which second thing? Somebody, Tachyon Pendants, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N Pendants, P-E-N-T-S. And he had the pencil plates as well. And real generators, you can look them up, but you can't get the products. I was looking for the product places you can buy them, but I couldn't find any. So yeah, you used to sell them on Amazon. They said lost everything. I had to take it back to 2012, 2013 on y'all. Just find remedies for y'all to deal with this. What's up, Allison? So yeah, there you go. There you go. This is what y'all is gonna have to be dealing with, but just keep your head up, keep fighting. So let's wrap it up with some talks. You will be done for the day.
I think that we are almost done. Oh, wow.
We
We love pop. We love Pac, but, you know, those of us in the know that, you know, anybody in Hollywood in the industry, you know, a lot of these people are families that are related to one another, you know, pushing agendas. And as great as Pac, you know, was, you know, the Gemini energy, you know what I'm saying? We got to understand or overstand, you know, that these people are acting, you know? So, with that being said, guys, I think Marvin, after the song, he's going to kind of bring shit home, wrap things up. Sorry, y'all. I'm cooking you some chicken strips. Chick-fil-A ain't got shit on me, okay? But, say, watch your food, watch all that shit, you know. But I hope you guys enjoy all of that. You know what I'm saying? Just always know. There we go. It's the message, you guys. That's what I was getting to. It's the messaging behind what these people brought. You know, when y'all going to find out that these people had agendas and shit, and they was acting for the message. You know, Pac also gave a good message.
Well, in our time, it's going to take the down.
We got 11 minutes. For Marvin.
To conquer this fans. And now, oh, yeah. Any questions? Well, I'll roll out of here. Yeah, Bivar and be like Thanos and snap half the people away. That's pretty much what they did. The Infinity, they're doing their own version of the Infinity Snap. Kill off half or at least most of the population. All right, Brandon, peace. Jim. My boyfriend's motorbike, yeah, motorbike pretty good. Just smell the motorbike, Rich on. Tell my two. Yeah. We start in the late fall teachings, they talk about how true humans were able to meditate underwater and breathe under their feet, but something happened, so we don't anymore. Yeah, you got to learn to breathe through your feet again. You can actually relearn to breathe through your feet. Now, breathing underwater is going to take some time, but yeah, you can definitely breathe through your foot chakras. From your feet, from the soles of your feet. You mean what about Sun Guy? Now, I don't know about Sun Guy. Like I said, when it comes to the crystals and everything, you put them all in the mojo bag. So they can all be working together to heal you. The healing effect to be way stronger. And so what do I do? My bad parents are going to take the back. They're going to take it, and you can't stop it. It's free will down here, actually.
All right, 7 more.
Mojo bag, because Mojo bag is a talisman. It's a magical talisman that you create. So all the crystals work, the energies all work simultaneously. They become one force. Whereas you just mix them together, make it fashion, and yes, they will cancel each other out. If you put them in a Mojo bag, they will cancel each other out. We all work in harmony with each other. About the crystal greaves. You know what you asked me about? Crystal greaves, light greaves, ley lines, and everything, they kind of carry the life force of the planet and everything from one place to another to keep for charge. No, no, just like the life force in your body is carried through the meridians in your body. The crystals and everything amplify their process inside of you. So that's what crystal greaves and everything do for the world. They also have their own consciousness as well. And they also... one of the main purposes of the Akashic Records, because they actually freeze certain memories in place. So yeah, you'll find a lot of crystals in the Akashic Records because they're able to do that. Love me, Yosha. Lord, where the potion happened, potion happy, and white spots in the ocean after the main record. Well, it just happened to you. It's one of the things you got to worry about now. Rupert, what's going to happen to those not meditating but have loving hearts? No, that's not going to be enough. If love was enough, everybody would have been free. You need to meditate. Yeah. Go ahead and do the rest of the work. Having a loving heart kind of have you halfway there. It just means you impact it. But you still need to do the occult work, meditation, metaphysical work, meditation and everything to reach that upper level. So you can get all these dimensional frequencies. So yeah, they still got to finish up the process. What's up, Ray? Any other questions for our room? As to when is the deadline for these bots, I don't know for sure. Whenever they feel like they got enough people on the planet, which is about 6.6 billion, to take it. I know that for a fact. Two-thirds is about 6.6 billion. You have 10 billion other people on the planet have taken it. You have 6.6 to 7.5 billion, somewhere up in there. You have the lottery, definitely isn't the end, it's just the beginning. So we got about another 3 or 4 years of this shit. Yeah. We in there for a while. We in 2021, 2024, you should see a lot of changes on the planet. So that's why they're working so hard now. By 2024, anyway. The next 2 years going to be hell. Eyes going to start lighting up by 2024, though. Video slide. The Maharaja says profound meditation to divine the shoot plan, whatever the case may be. But you gotta meditate. You can't get it all in bed how loving you are. You gotta do the metaphysical work, the internal work. So you got to meditate.
You got to meditate in your own way. You guys, meditation is not some of this shit that you fold your arms and kumbaya. You meditate how you meditate. I love open-eye meditation. Do it how you do it.
The ones that are automaton, I'm just dying to come back to learn a new lesson. Stop, see, don't move on to other brands.
Right.
There you go.
Yep. So many of us are done with this shit.
As long as your spirit can take it.
Your mind is your wand.
But as long as you can do it, any given time. You have time to do it, of course.
I think that's it. Yep. All right.
Marvin Jones, y'all put the word out. Share this with your friends.
Marvin, appreciate you.
If you want to check out my other coalitions, you can hit me up at the Mel Now Order on YouTube. You want to donate, you support your boy, you can cash out me at MCJ Networks. YouTube, they may take this shit down, so get on it.
Yep.
It's a good chance. I am talking about the kill shot once more. Just like they did with I Am Legend in the first Resident Evil lecture.
This is why I pulled you guys' lectures, you know, because I know that they will try to remove shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Enhancing Awareness Radio is going to be y'all back up on a lot of shit, you and Brother Wisdom, you know, Shah Jamal too, you know, for the ones that I do listen to, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, gratitude if you... And Marvin, if this podcast finds you, you know, just wanting to let you know that you are appreciated, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. And as you know, you will always be compensated and taken care of for the soul wealth. So, again, guys, thank you for listening. I hope you guys got something from all of that. Just know that your mind is your wand. You know, your mind is your wand. It can take you to whatever realm in which your imagination desires. All right, guys. Till next time.